apa mau cakap? Oh, pasal itu ni main pokok tu kasi tu hari. Ha. Dah nampak? Dah kujol.
Itulah aku nak cakap dia mau taruh tanah. Dia tak mau. Habis dia, lepas tu dia, habis dia tinggal dengan kat dalam palsu tu berapa main lama kat tempayan tu.
Eh, bukan. Lepas tu kita masuk situ memang dia hidup.
Yalah, lepas tu apa jadi?
Tenggelam lah. Hujan lepas sangat.
Tapi dia bunga telati apa ada kisah. Dia memang kat dalam hidup dalam air apa.
Bukan yang ada orang nampak dia orang ada atas sikit bukan ya, sumber tenggelam kan.
Pelan-pelan dia naik lah.
Dia tak naik pun dia orang nampak yang
dalam. Apa jadi?
Ha, dah habis. Kau nampak yang tadi dia memang dia punya daun pun dah hilang.
Ah, so kering kau tengok mampus kujul.
Itulah. Lu besok apa mau buat?
Besok kerjalah.
Oh ya, bukan maaf. Hari lepas tu. Dia hari off. Tak pergi mana-mana.
Tengoklah kalau senang pergilah jalan-jalan ke.
Tak pergi Phuket lagi, cari kawan sana.
Beringat ni apa Phuket yang dekat?
Tak jauh pun apa, ambil kapal terbang berapa bau jauh.
Iyalah, habis tak payah duit.
Eh, lu banyak duit tentu
ada. Ya, cantik.
Ada, simpan kat bank.
Ya, banyaklah tu.
Ada ke you know, Swiss bank ke offshore account pun ada. Ha.
Habis, pakai-pakai saya ingat ni apa?
Tapi tak apa, lu makan bunganya saja.
Ya, cantik. Baguslah, sia-sia lah mulut ni.
Ada si kawan kita ni mau rekod berapa lama?
Tak tahu,
sampai
nasib.
Cakap 1 jam.
Tak ada lah, dia kata berapa minit kita main hantam sialah.
Ha. Lu tak main ciki tak?
Ciki?
Ha. Tahu. Nah, satu hari lu boleh ajar gua.
Eh, lu tak reti eh?
Gua tak reti lah. Gua tak reti mau main ciki lah, mahjong semua gua tak tahu. Gua tahu main 21 ya.
Dia macam mahjong juga sikit lebih kurang sama.
Itu sebab gua tak... Lu mesti tahu surat Cina tak?
Ciki mana ada surat Cina? Semua gambar.
Gambar ya. Macam senang lah. Mahjong pun hari tu ah. Hari tu ada satu customer dia datang. Dia orang daripada Itali. Dia duduk di rumah dekat dengan Venice. Dia
dekat mana?
Dekat Venice.
Venice.
Dia main kampung dekat Venice. Dia beli satu set, dia cakap dia tahu main. Kebanyakan orang dia main kampung pun semua tahu main mahjong. Saya pun terpelik, boleh main mahjong. Lepas tu aku cakap.
Habis lu yang Cina ni tak reti apa mau jadi ni.
Dia bilang, aku usah tahu tak reti surat Cina tak apa pun boleh main sebab dia mentengok dia main kambing.
Ya, agak-agak saya lah.
Itulah.
Where does Baba come from?
That's his expertise.
His expertise?
I mean, it originated from Southeast Asia, I would say, to be fair. And it is a result of the union of two very different cultures altogether, the Chinese culture predominantly, and at the same time, after they adjusted to the local lifestyle here. It started with the Chinese migrants who came over to this part of the world, which is the Southeast Asia. And then after they adjusted to the local lifestyle, and some of them, many of them, married the local women folks who are of Malay ethnicity. And when their children grew up in these two different cultures, the father being a Chinese and the mother being a local Malay lady over here, they somehow... find it maybe, well, to them it's just part of life. Yeah. That, you know, my mom is Chinese, my father is a Chinese and my mom is a Malay lady. So along the way, after they adjusted to the local lifestyle here to survive, of course, so after a few generations after the first who came, you can see that this group of people, they are Chinese first and foremost, but at the same time they took the Malay form. But all the cultural practices, religion, and also beliefs is still very much influenced by the Chinese culture. But at the same time, if you look at their daily lifestyle, clothing, food, language have already, you know, changed to the Malay form. So this is something that happened collectively. It's not just overnight or over one generation.
Yes, of course, it's life which makes something go.
Correct, and then it becomes who we are today.
Of course.
Yeah, where it all started when the Chinese migrants came over and adjusted to the local lifestyle.
And the Baba language is still spoken from generation to generation?
Oh,
the
yes.
Youngest?
Yeah.
Now,
yes. It is a bit sad against the erosion of our Peranakan culture and language. Not many of the younger generations are keen to carry on. and many have taken on or to because of the Western influence.
Yeah.
So they said, well, things Peranakan old-fashioned, we do not want it anymore.
Oh.
And also,
yeah.
Language is a living commodity.
Yes.
So if you don't need it, you won't maintain it.
Yeah.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah. So you know, you would just.
You are not the last one.
It's not that they want to just discard it, but it's a natural process that it would be forgotten because it's so similar to the standard Malay language in Malaysia that was being taught in school. So when the children speak, they would speak the standard Malay language instead, rather than the Peranakan or Baba Malay. And at home, their parents speak to them either in English, or some of them being Chinese educated, speak to them in Chinese instead. So this Baba language have been pushed aside.
Yeah.
And when the nature of a language is that if you don't need it, you don't use it, it would just die off, die off a natural death.
Yeah.
So that is what is happening. But still do have people that is using it, but the numbers become smaller now, unlike those days.
Yeah, it's right. Like what Tian said, most of us when we speak Malay, we will tend to speak in a proper standard Malay. For me, there are times whereby I did not speak Peranakan because when I was working in KL, I didn't have that many Peranakan friends to talk with. So I would tend to speak more in proper Malay. So much so that when I come back here and speak to the Peranakans, my Malay would still be more on the standard. But now that I've been back in Malacca for the last couple of years and having Tian being our neighbour here,
so now he's
coming back.
So
he comes back. And I have my mom, we speak Peranakan Malay at home and English, so that helps a lot.
Yes. So, one last question, is there a written Baba, some
we do
text or
written, yes,
poems?
We do.
But it's just that there's not a single form of a standard written
textbook.
Of course.
Yeah, textbook or even a dictionary. I think there is one dictionary produced by the Peranakan Association of Singapore, but that is very much confined to the Singapore context.
Yes.
Not so much of the whole Peranakan in Malacca, and also because Peranakan, we have a variety of them. Even though we are all Peranakan, like the Peranakan in Penang, they speak Hokkien.
Yeah, I bought one dictionary.
Yeah, they don't speak like us.
No.
We are closer to how Singaporeans speak. Yeah. Simply because we are nearer to Java. So we got the very strong influence from Indonesia rather than like the Nang, because they are further away, so they got
Muslims
strong Thai influence in the cuisine and also attire.
You got Thai
Philly,
so there's a lot of sort of Baba.
Yes.
Even in East Malaysia, in the East Coast.